This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Joshua 2, they entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. Rahab's house was the kind of place the Bible warns young men to stay away from. Proverbs 7, verse 27 puts it this way, "Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death." Nevertheless, after swearing to go wherever Joshua sent them, the Israelite spies entered the house of a wayward woman. We aren't told why, but we do learn later that she had become a believer in God. The gods of Canaanite Jericho had been getting credit for the rains in the land that fed Rahab and her fellow citizens. But the Canaanites mistook the source of the field's fertility because they lived in a land that did not honor the true God. As Rahab the prostitute had wasted her body, so the people of Canaan failed to honor the true God when they worked the land. Their whole culture had become corrupt. But still, there was hope. It's good to know that Rahab gave up the false beliefs and empty idols of Canaan and surrendered everything to God. Today we have the benefit of more of the Bible's story than Israel had in Joshua's day. We know that Jesus came to save us from sin, and He has given us the Holy Spirit. But we also still sin, so it's good to be reminded. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you? May we always seek to glorify the one true God.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.